姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天早上看到那二十位弟兄姐妹们跟我们打招呼，心里面是不是很温暖呢、啊、
？So, we really feel warm-hearted.
我今天早上起来，我就在想念这些弟兄姐妹。
This morning when I got up, I was missing.
然后呢，就要出门前呢，就收到 Beck 师母送来的这个他们的录影。
When I was about to leave home, I received this recording from Bex.
因为正在想念他们，结果就传来这样一个影像，他们就在好高兴的在说 "Hi, good morning."
Because,
然后我一听，我就好像觉得我身历其境。
So because I was just missing them, and then at that moment, I received videos. And I really feel that I was participating in among with them in Mexico.
我刚刚看到在放录影，这个放录像片的时候，好像你们在座有些人也在跟他们招手。
When we were viewing the videos, it seems that some of you were saying hello to them.
可是他们看不见你们。
But actually, they could not see you.
所以呢，我带了我这个手机来了，我把你们录一下 ，OK？ 所以呢，我们给他们一个回应，对不对？我们就说 Hi， 我们为你们祷告。
So now that's a video. Our
So I'm gonna shoot a video, right?You guys get to
say hi to them. So that we can send it to them.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to them.
Yeah.
我相信他们看见你们大家一定心里面会很安慰。
I'm sure that they will be very happy to see you.
Okay, 所以就说 hi. 你可以说 Yeah, be expressive. Wave your hand. 对不对？你要招个手。你要说哦，很高兴看到你们。你说 good morning, whatever. Okay? 好不好？你说早安，为你们祷告。
So raise your hand and say something.
啊，然后我们可以这样可能有点乱。我们就说 Hi， 然后说神祝福你们，好不好？OK， so say Hi， you know God bless you and we love you. OK， 所以先讲中文，再讲英文，好不好 ？OK， we're bilingual church. We're gonna do both languages. OK， all right， so I'm gonna do this side first and I'm gonna do a you know pan over. OK， so on three， 讲 three， 一二三，然后你们就说 Hi。神祝福你们 We love you God bless you Got it? Okay, let's practice right? Okay, ready? Okay Okay One, two, three
Hi
Okay Okay This is how it goes, right? Hi 神祝福你们 We love you God bless you OkayAll right, let's practice one more. See, we need practice. Okay, one, two, three.
Hi.
神祝福你们 God love you. God bless you. Perfect. See, only take two shots. Okay, all right, ready? Okay, on three, okay? 我先照一次然后呢我们再说 okay? This is our Sunday worship. Everybody's so excited to greet you guys. Okay, one, two, three.
Hi.
神祝福你们We love you. God bless you. All right, that's perfect. All right. Okay. 好，我们今天呢，继续我们的约翰一书。我们来讲约翰一书。
Today we will continue with our study of John, First John.
过去几周，我们讲到救恩的确据。
In past few weeks, we spoke about the assurance of salvation.
我们讲到神的恩典不但是让我们能够借着主耶稣基督的救恩能够认识他。
We talked about God's saving grace that through Jesus Christ, we get to know our God.
我们还讲到神借着他的话语让我们看见我们能够用什么我们生活当中的事物来衡量我们在他前面的救恩的确实。
We also spoke about how can we use God's words to measure or to gauge our degree of salvation before God.
我们说到我们作为神的儿女，我们要对罪他那个严重的后果，我们要有一个很深切的体验。
We also spoke about the fact that as the children of God, we have to be very sensitive to the moral consequences of sin.
然后我们要学习操练自己，来到神的面前，认我们的罪，然后呢，经历神的这个赦罪。
We also spoke about the fact that we need to practice God's teachings by confessing our sins in front of God.At all times.
然后呢，我们学习像主耶稣基督一样。
We also spoke about the fact that we must learn from Jesus Christ.
Walk like Jesus.
Walk like Jesus.
我们要像他一样，我们尊重神的话语。
We have to learn from him in respecting God's word.
我们要有神的话语在我们的心中。
We have to haveGod's word in our hearts.
然后我们要在生活，在生命里面将神的心意摆在首位。
And also in our real life, we have to put God's word and God's will the first and foremost.
在这一切当中，我们要能够深刻并且正确的认识到一点。
Among all of this, we must deeply, profoundly, and accurately know.One thing.
今天我在这个行为上面有这样的表现，今天我在这个道德上面要有这样的实践。
Today, in my conduct, in my behavior, or in my moral life, I have to have such manifestation.
不是因为我要这样子才能够做一个基督徒。
This is not because by so doing, I can be a Christian.
是因为我是基督徒，所以我在行为上面有表现，所以我在道德上面有实践。
But because I am a Christian, so it naturally follows that I must testify for Christ in my real life.
这是一个先后和因果的关系。
So this is a cause effect and.Before, after relationships.
不是说我们用人的方式，我们在行为上面努力，然后呢，我们要操练，我们要有一个高超的道德操练。
It is not that through human efforts we cultivate our morality.
然后在我们的行为品格和道德上面，因为让人看见我们呈现出一个值得被称为基督徒的样式。
And then people.Tell from our actions and our characters that we are a Christian.
是因为我们的生命已经有了转变。
But rather because our life has been changed.
因为我已经是基督徒了。
Because I am already a Christian.
因为我的生命已经跟主耶稣基督联合了。
Because my life is already connected with.The life of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我的罪受死。
Because Jesus Christ already died for me on the cross.
今天因为圣灵的工作，我已经重生了，我有一个新的属神的生命。
And through the working of the Holy Spirit, I am reborn and I am regenerated.
我已经是成为了那位。跟随主耶稣基督，追随他的基督徒。
And I am, I have a new life, and I have become a follower of Jesus Christ.
这个是先后因果。
So we must, pay attention to the ordering of these things.
不然的话，这些行为、这些道德的标准，就变成一些加诸在我们身上的重担，变成律法。
Otherwise.This so-called moral conduct standards of living would become a burden on us, would be just added to us and make us feel very burdensome.
当我们在介绍约翰一书的时候，我跟弟兄姐妹们分享过约翰这个使徒。
When we first introduced 1 John to brothers and sisters, I spoke about John.This person, the Apostle John.
说到很多人称他为爱的使徒。
I mentioned that many people called John apostle of love.
因为他在约翰福音里面，在约翰一二三书里面描述了许许多多神的爱。
Because in the Gospel of John and in First John, both works he wrote love, 基督的爱。
Yeah, the love of God.
The love of God is one of his most favorite terms.
可是他之所以被称为爱的使徒，不是因为他写了许多关于爱的事情。
But the very reason that he has been called the disciple apostle of love is not because he wrote these works.
不只是因为他写了许多爱的事情。
It's not just because he wrote abouta great deal about love.
是因为他知道他是自己是被主所爱的那位门徒，并且他是爱主的那位门徒。
But rather because he knew that he's the one whom the Lord loved, and he's the one who loves the Lord.
所以在今天的经文当中，我们就看见约翰把爱的这个主题带出来了。
So in today's passage,we will see how John brings out this theme, the theme of love again.
我们一起来看约翰一书第二章第七到十一节。
So let's turn to our Bible, First John verses 7 to 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写信给你们不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令，这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有绊倒的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的，就是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
First John chapter 2 verses 7 to 11. Beloved, I'm writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard.At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brothers is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling.But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们能够聚集在你的殿中，奉你的名来敬拜你。
That you allow us to gather together in your temple.And worship you in your name.
主，今天求你祝福你自己的话语。
Today, may you bless your own words.
主，让我们听见的是你的心意。
So that we may hear about your will.
让我们属于你的人在你的面前所献上的敬拜是蒙你喜悦的。
So that those of us who belong to you, the worship that we offer to you is pleasing in your sight.
奉主基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
今天正道的主题就是基督徒所拥有的那又真实又不同凡响的爱。
So the topic of today's sermon is the truly unique Christian love.
当我们在看见约翰在这边描述给我们一个属基督徒要有一个特别的爱的时候，
As we now see John is describing to us that Christians ought to have a kind of special kind of love.
那我们就要想他所说的这个爱到底是什么爱。
Then we must reflect on this point. What on earth, is the love that he is now talking about?
我们一般人都懂爱。
So people, generally know, what love is.
至少我们认为我们懂爱。
At least we assume that we know what love is.
但事实上我们也发现每个人对爱的这个定义和感受还是不一样。
But on the other hand, we also, have found that, every individual has his or her own definitions of love.
那我们可以跟我们的亲人说我爱你。
You may, say to your beloved one, I love you.
这是一种爱。
This is a kind of love.
可是你可以跟你的朋友说。
But you can say this to your friend.
我很爱我这台车。
I, very much love my car.
这又是不同的爱。
This is, definitely a different kind of love.
你说我爱吃中国菜。
You may say I love, Chinese food.
那个另外人说我爱吃西的墨西哥菜。
And another person may say I like, Mexican food.
这好像又是另外一种爱。
It seems that, they are referring to yet another different kind of love.
那有些爱呢是不会受时间影响控制的。
Some kind of love, is timeless.
但是有些事情的爱好像是随着时间是会改变的。
But, a different kind of love may change, over time.
我知道我们教会里面有一些人，他们是 Lakers 的这个球迷。
I know, some of us,
湖人队的球迷。
In the church.Are fans of Lakers.
这个湖人队打得好，打得差，他永远爱他们的这个队。
Regardless whether the Lakers plays well or plays very bad, they love the Lakers.
所以你现在如果来爱湖人队，你就是爱他们的这个球员。
So if now you love the Lakers, that means you love their.The prayers.
因为你不会受到时间和环境的影响而改变你对他们的爱。
Because, you won't, your love for them is constant, never changes.
可是你如果在 Magic Johnson 的那个时候爱湖人队。
But, you loved, the Lakers in the days of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, 我也不是一个球迷，我是在努力的在跟你们 connect. 或者你是在 Kobe Bryant 和 Shaq O'Neal 那个时候，你爱湖人队。
Or if you loved this team in the days of Kobe Bryant or
Shaq.
Or Shaq.
I love hearing Sharon say Kobe and Shaq. It's so good. 那你那个时候爱他们，可是之后没有球队不强了，你就不跟他们，那你不是真的爱，是不是
？And you loved this team back then, but now the Lakers is no longer a good team, and you don't love the Lakers anymore.
哪一个球队打得强，我就爱哪一队。
So I love the team which plays well.
那我有些人就说你那个根本不叫真爱。
And then people may say to you, this is not a true, genuine love.
墙头草。
Because you are always wavering.
Yeah. Sit on the fence always, right? 那所以当我们看圣经的时候，当约翰说这里有一种爱，是将你们从光明跟黑暗分别出来的这种爱，那我们要好好的去看，这他到底讲的是什么样的爱啊？
So when we study the Bible, and now we see John is saying that there's a kind of love which brought you out of darkness into light, then we must think about it. What kind of love is this?
我们知道神是爱。
We know God is love.
至少人告诉我们说神是爱。
At least people tell us that God is love.
甚至很多人说在教会里面就是有爱的地方。
And even there are people who say that church is a place full of love.
你到教会来你就会感受到爱。
Whenever you step into a church, you will feel this kind of love.
不错。 神是爱。
Yeah, there's not this statement. This kind of views are true. God is love.
不错，教会里面应该是看得见爱。
Yes, in church, we ought to be able to see or to feel about love.
可是到底是一个什么样的爱呢？
But what on earth, is this kind of love?
有些人定义说，爱就是你什么事情、什么人都要接纳，这个叫爱。
Some people define love, as receiving, accepting all kinds of people or all kinds of things.
所以有这样子观念的人来了教会。
So if a person, has this, kind of a mindset, and he comes to the church.
在路加福音第六章他怎么说？
Let's turn to Luke,
Chapter
6.
32, 33节。
Let's see how Jesus Christ himself describes, this kind of love.
路加福音第六章32, 33节。
Luke chapter 6, verses 32 to 33.
主耶稣说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可以酬谢呢？就是罪人也是这样行。你们若善待那善待你们的人，那有什么可以酬谢的呢？
就是罪人。
32、33，
你还没有念完，就是罪人还没有念完，33。”
你们如果爱那爱你们的人，你们若那善待那善待你们的人，那又算什么呢？因为就算罪人也是爱那他们爱的人，就算罪人也是善待那善待他们的人。
So if you love those who love you, what benefit is it to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is it to you? For even sinners do the same.
今天好人恶人都一样。
The good people or the bad, the evil people, they are the same.
他们也懂得爱。
The evil people, they also know love.
但他们懂的只是人的层面的一种爱。
But the love they know is a so-called a human love.
那你记得主耶稣基督他也在约翰福音13:34里面的时候，特别他跟他的门徒说了什么？
You may also remember what Jesus Christ said to his disciples.As recorded in
约翰福音十三章
in John chapter 13
34-35节
verses 34-35
他说我赐给你们一条新命令就是要叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱你们如果有这彼此相爱的心注意了众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了
So, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. 35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
这里讲到一种彼此的相爱。
So here, Jesus Christ,talks about loving one another.
主耶稣基督说，这种你们基督徒彼此相爱的心，当众人看见的时候，就知道你是我的门徒。
So in the words of Jesus Christ, if people can see that you love one another, then they will know that you are my disciples.
所以当世人来到教会里面，他们看见基督徒彼此的那种爱。
So in other words, when people in the world, when they come to the church and they see brothers and sisters loving one another,
只有在教会里面看得见。
And they see that this kind of love can exist only in God's church.
只能在基督徒彼此之间的爱上面能够看得见。
It only exists in among brothers and sisters when they love one another.
如果他们在神的家以外可以看到这种爱，那怎么分辨出谁是主的门徒啊？
If they can see this kind of love outside the church, how can then they separate distinguish believers from unbelievers?
你有没有想过这一点？
So have you ever thought about this?
今天我是基督徒了。
Today I am a Christian already.
今天我学习爱。
Today, I learn how to love.
今天我学习神的爱。
Today I learn about God's love.
今天我学习爱人。
Today I learn, how to love people.
可是在我跟弟兄姐妹们的这个爱当中，我的这种爱在哪一个层面会让人看出我是与众不同的，我是属神的门徒呢？我是属主的门徒呢？
And yet, when it comes to, loving my brothers and sisters in Christ, on what level will I be able to testify for Christ that I belong to Him?
我们在读约翰一书，今天的这个第二章七到十一节的那段经文当中，我不知道你们有没有，心里面有一个疑问。
I don't know if you have, such a question, when, you read, the Bible passage that we are now studying.
因为在第十节他说爱弟兄的就是住在光明当中，可是第十一节说唯独那恨弟兄的是住在黑暗里。
So back to, 1 John, verse 10, chapter 2, verse 10. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going.
一个基督徒怎么会去恨他的弟兄姐妹呢？
How could it be, you may ask yourself, how could it be that a Christian brother or sister will hate, other Christian brothers or sisters?
这是重点，弟兄姐妹。
But, this is, a key point that we need to, think more about.
因为一个主所爱的门徒，一个神的儿女，当他们彼此相爱的时候，他们是没有恨的表现的。
When, children of God, or when, children, of the Lord, they love one another, there will never be any, evidence or manifestation of hate.
你们如果最近看亚洲新闻，
If you, read about, news, from Asia,
你们知道香港现在在搞暴动。
You know, there has been, movements, political, social movements in Hong Kong.
Oh, there's serious protests.
There's serious protests.
And it's like upheaval in Hong Kong right now. The whole society is disrupted. 人民去围着警察局。
So people, surrounded, police stations.
然后挑战公权力。
They challenge, and then he, read the Bible.
结果发现圣经里面居然说有罪这件事情。
And then, he finds that, the Bible, talks about the, real, existence of sin.
然后某种行为、某种思想叫做罪恶。
And the Bible, tells that, tells him that, certain kinds of conduct, is evil.
你恨恶人，
if you hate other people,
你如果行奸淫，
if you, commit, some act of, sexual immorality,
你撒谎，
if you, tell lies,
这些叫做罪。
And the Bible, tells us that all of these are sins.
那他说，那我来教会干嘛呢？
Then this person might ask himself,Why is that that I come to the church?
爱对我来讲是要完全的包容，完全的接纳。
Because for me, love means a, complete, total, unconditional tolerance and acceptance of people and things.
你不要评判我。
Don't judge me.
你一批判我，你一让我感觉你对我这个人下了一个定义，我就觉得你没有爱。
If, you ever judge me, I will think that you.Do not have love.
所以当我看到这段经文的时候，弟兄姐妹朋友，我心里面我也在问神啊，神啊，你这里面所讲的是一种爱，但是是什么样子的爱？
So when I, first, encountered this passage, I also ask, myself and ask God, God, what kind of love are you referring to in this passage?
因为这里面所讲到的爱一定是跟我们一般人在这个世界上面我们所懂的我们所经历的爱是不一样的爱。
Because it must be the case that the love you are talking about in this passage is different from what the love that people in general would think.
而这种爱第十节里面讲到是一个爱弟兄的爱。
And God tells us as in verse 10, this kind of love also is a love for brothers and sisters.
是在教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此的一种爱。
Here it refers to the love among brothers and sisters in the church.
因为这样子的爱就表现出属于神的儿女是住在光明中的。
And this love can testify that the brothers and sisters who experience this love lives in abides in the light.
我们看，我们往跳到前面，我们跳到后面，我们看第四章第七节。
If we skip some verses and turn to chapter 4,
第七节
verse 7.
约翰这边说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神生的，并且认识神。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
第八节，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
所以今天我们讲到教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此的这个爱。
So today, when we talk about the kind of love in church among brothers and sisters.
不是一般人或这个世界上面的人所讲的所经历到所了解的爱。
This love is markedly different from the kind of love people in the world talked about.
因为这种爱让我们从黑暗跟光明当中分别出来。
Because this love in the Bible, this love separates us from darkness.
因为这种弟兄姐妹彼此的爱是从神来的，而且是要由神而生的人，并且认识神的人才有的爱。
This kind of love, the origin of this kind of love is God, and only those who belong to God, who are reborn of God, can experience.
然后神的话也更清楚地说，如果我们没有这种彼此相爱的心，这种神讲的爱，那这个人就不认识神。
And God further explains, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
这个我们需要去好好的思考。
So this really deserves our thinking, careful thinking.
为什么一开始的时候我们讲到我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，我们今天之所我们是基督徒的这个事实是很重要的。
At the very beginning, mentioned that the relationship between us and Jesus Christ, this is a fact and this is very important.
因为如果我们没有主耶稣基督，我们没有神的爱，我们是不可能彰显出这种基督徒彼此之间独特的爱。
Because if we don't have Jesus Christ, we don't have God in the first place, it would be impossible for us to show love among brothers and sisters.
今天在神的家中，在神的教会里，我们所讲的爱不是人的爱。
Today, in the family of Christ and in the church, the love we talk about is not
human love.
Is not human love.
我们讲到的是神所拯救的人，这些属神的人，弟兄姊妹 彼此之间那种呈现在世人面前与众不同、不同凡响的一种爱。
The love we talk about is a kind of love which can only exist among brothers and sisters who are already saved.
这个警方是在压迫人民。
They think that that they are people think that they are oppressed by the local police and the government.
那当然，做警察的心里面也不愉快。
Of course, you can imagine policemen were not happy about it.
我们就是一个责任。
We are just trying to carry out our responsibilities.
维持社会的秩序和安全。
Our responsibility is to maintain social stability and safety.
就这礼拜。
This week.
我就听到一个从香港来的一个消息。
I heard about a news from Hong Kong.
有一个弟兄呢，他要从一个教会换到另外一个教会。
A brother was about to change to go from one church to a different church.
他这个弟兄已经在那个教会十几二十年，忠心的服侍。
This brother had been in the first church for 10 or 20 years and has been serving faithfully.
他到了另外一个教会，他就问牧师。
So he went to another church and he asked pastors over there.
他说牧师啊。
Pastor.
我想要换到你教会聚会。
I would like to join your church.
牧师说为什么？
And the pastor asked him why.
他说我是做警察的。
He said I am a police.
他说我去我的那个教会去聚会的时候被人骂。
When I went to my original church, people cursed me.
我去教会的时候被人嫌。
They disliked me.
我去教会的时候，人家叫我立场上面摆好，摆清楚。
They want me to take a stand.
他说我在那教会待不下。
Issues. So I have come to the point that I cannot continue staying. In that church.
我们很难想象，我们说对啊，基督徒在教会里都讲爱的，哪有讲恨的？
So it's hard for us to imagine that we there's only love among brothers and sisters. How can there be hate among brothers and sisters?
可是你今天因为职业，因为你的工作，因为你的立场，或者是因为你的偏好跟人不同的时候。
But today, because of your job, because you are in certain occupation, and because your stance, political, social, or what else are different from other people, then you are being criticized.
我们觉得这不可能发生在我们身上。
We may think that this cannot possibly happen to us.
什么不可能？
But actually, it can.Happen to us.
教会里面有民主党的，有共和党的。
In a church, they are Republicans, they are Democrats.
你因为是民主党，你因为是共和党，你水火不能相容，不可以在同一个教会聚会。
Because you are a Republican or because you are a Democrat, so you have conflicts with each other, and you cannot worship God.In the same church.
你怎么可能跟着这个人？你怎么可能跟着这个政党？
You may ask the other people, how can it, how can you follow this party, or how can you follow this president, this government?
你知道我听过有人说，做基督徒的一定要做共和党，对不对？
I heard some people say that.If you are a Christian, you should be a Republican.
我们共和党的都是一群认真爱神、爱神的话的基督徒。
Because we Republicans are a group of people who love God, love the Lord, and love God's word.
我最近听到有人跟我说，牧师啊。
Recently, somebody said to me.
我看共和党现在这个执政的方式，他们对这些移民的人这样的苛刻。我看啊，做基督徒非得要做民主党不可，对不对？
So because Republicans or the Republican government that we have now is so ruthless to immigrants, so perhaps Christians ought to be Democrats then.
他说，我觉得这个民主党跟圣经上面的教导比较相符合。
Because this person says, I think the principles. all the platforms of the Democratic Party is more consistent with Bible
teaching.
Because the party talks about tolerance,
talks
about acceptance, care or compassion.
一个民主党，一个共和党，水火不相容，立场不相容，在教会里面看了就像仇人一样。
So, if a Republican and a Democrat, they cannot coexist in a church. Of course, definitely they cannot worship together, God.
那有这个是比较严肃的一个例子。
This is a relatively serious example.
有些人因为他们是哪一队的球迷，他们没有办法在一个教会里面聚会。
Some people cannot worship together in one and the same church just because they are opposing fans of rival sports teams.
有些人不能再觉得他们两个人读的书。他们去的学校是彼此尊敬的学校。
Two persons cannot worship together in one and the same church just because they are attending or rival schools.
有的时候呢，我会跟教会里面去读 UOC 的弟兄姐妹开玩笑。
Sometimes I may joke with people who attend U because I was studying at UCLA.
我们彼此就要比谁的学校比较好，谁比较差。
And then we compare which school is superior, which is.
这是很久以前，很久。
This happened long time ago. I don't do it anymore. Because both are good schools.
两个都是很值得去的学校。
Both are worth for us to attend.
两个学校基督徒都可以去。
So both schools Christians may attend.
因为没有一个的道德水准比另外一个更好。
Because one school's moral standards are not necessarily better than the other school.
我多年前我记得在十一月份感恩节的分享聚会当中，我听过一个姐妹这个分享，深深的感动我。
Years ago, on a Thanksgiving.Day when we had Thanksgiving testimonies, I was deeply moved by a sister's testimony.
这个姊妹她那时候来我们教会大概我看大概四五年了。
Back then, this sisters was in our church for about 4 or 5 years.
她来到这边，她就上来跟我们分享感恩。
She came to this church and on that day she shared with us.
她说我去过了这么多的教会。
She said that I have been in many churches.
我是一直到了我们的教会之后我才发现。
It's not until when I came to this church did I discover that.
啊，发现什么？
So I asked him, what did you discover?
发现。我们教会里面有从中国大陆来的，有从台湾来的，有从香港来的，有从东南亚的，有从世界各地来的华人聚集在一起。可是呢，大家却是这么的亲切，而且这么的相爱。
She said that I have found that in this church, there were people coming from different places of origin, Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, and yet they.They are so close to each other and friendly to each other.
他说的，我们的教会里面有在国外出生的，有在美国出生的。
In this church, we have people who were born in foreign countries and who were born in America.
我们教会里面有年轻的小孩子，有青少年，然后有年长的人。
In this church.We have different age groups.
可是我们大家在一起的时候，我看见的就是大家彼此的配搭，彼此的亲密，彼此的相爱。
But despite all these different backgrounds, when we are together, we just are so close, so friendly, to each other.
他说我在别的教会没有经历过这样子。
And this I never experienced in other
churches. 你政治立场不同，你文化背景不同，两个人在一起就碰不在一起。
To in other churches, two people cannot live in harmony just because they have different political stance or they have different cultural backgrounds.
彼此在一起多年了，看到这个人，可是呢，总是擦肩而过，假装视而不见。
They are together in the same church for many years, and yet they never speak to each other or interact with each other.
有些人是心里面这样想，有些人是公然的，就彼此的批评。
Some people may hide their hostile feelings in their hearts, but some people are just covertly, openly express their hostility or unfriendliness.
彼此不接纳就算了，还小看和敌视这个对方。
They not only not accept each other, but they also despise each other.
恨弟兄的心啊。
So this is a good illustration of hate for brothers and sisters.
当主的门徒，当神的儿女聚集在一起的时候，他们彼此之间的那个爱是超越人在这个世界上面努力想要刻画出来的那种爱。
So when true brothers and sisters in Christ, they are together. The express they love with the love they express to each other is a kind of love that goes above and beyond human love.
我们彼此之间的爱不是只是完全敞开，完全没有这个边界的一种好像毫无止境的接纳。
Not only we are open to each other and we accept each other unconditionally.
我们在神的话语当中彼此建造。
But also we build each other up with God's word, and we encourage each other with God's word,
彼此的纠正,
and we correct each other with God's word.
该说的用爱心用诚实来说,
we say whatever we should say with love.
那不该说的就在神的恩典里面遏制住我们自己的舌头。
And for the things that weOr not say, then we just control or keep it in our heart and we refrain from talking about it.
在真理的事上，对错，在真理的事上，我们不能妥协。
We must understand this. In terms of truth, we can never compromise.
可是，在一切的其他的事上，我们自己的意愿。我们的想法，我们的背景，我们的文化，我们的语言，这一切都只是人的偏好，只是人的不同，这一切我们都要学习去克服它。
But in things other than truth, such as personality traits, such as interest,
personality traits, interest, preference,Your language, your culture, or even your stance and your view on things. 这没有一切在不是只要是跟真理没有关系的上面，我们就要学习用神所赐给我们的爱在主里面包容。
So, in all things other than truth or God's word, we must learn to tolerate, accept each other. We must learn to create an inclusive environment for.
多半以华人为主的教会。
So this church is dominated by people from Chinese of Chinese descent.
可是刘长老和我不断的在这件事情上面祷告，也跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
But Pastor Alex and I, we have been constantly praying. For brothers and sisters on this.
我们要营造的不是一个华人的教会。
What we aim to build is not a Chinese dominated church.
我们要建立的是一个神的教会。
What we are trying to build is a God-centered church.
弟兄姐妹之间，只要是有主耶稣基督使他们的有主耶稣基督成为他们救主，他们在生命当中是属于神的教会的一份子。我们要彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, as long as they are saved by Jesus Christ, as long as they are disciples of Christ, then we must learn to accept one another and love one another.
我们如果不能在彼此相爱的这件事情上面让世人看见我们的与众不同，
if on loving one another, if on this we cannot testify to the world that we belong to God, then we cannot convince them that we are the disciples of Christ.
那这个教会在这个世界上，在地上就没有见证。
Then this church will not have testimonies for Christ in the world.
世人看见教会的时候，
when people in the world, whenever they see a God's church,
他们看见一群属神的人。
What they see should be a group of brothers and sisters who belong to God.
没有文化背景、语言、年龄、种族的分别。
They are together, love one another, irrespective of their political stand, economic or social status, or cultural background, linguistic background, racial or ethnicity, and so on. 嗯
哼，你看以弗所书第四章，神的话告诉我们说，在主的家中，第四章第三节说，我们要用和平彼此联络，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
verse 3,
it said, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们要竭力的保守那从圣灵所赐合而为一的心，因为我们是被主所爱，我们也是爱主，我们也是彼此相爱的人。
Because we must strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, because we belong to the Lord and we are Christian brothers and sisters and we love one another.
为什么？你看第四节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
Why so? The reasons are given above, below. There is one body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all.
这个是基督徒在世人的面前，这个是一个教会在世人面前的一个见证。
This is the testimony that any Christians ought to have before people in the world.
这种在教会里面信徒们彼此的爱心，不是这个世界上面所能看见的。
This kind of love among brothers and sisters, they love one another. This kind of love cannot be found by people in the world.
只有被主耶稣基督的爱所摸着，只有我们这些认识神的爱的人，我们才能够彼此之间能够相爱。
Only those people who are touched by the love of Jesus Christ, who truly, genuinely know Lord, who love, therefore love one another, only those people can experience this kind of love, can have this kind of love.
这不是属世的爱。
So this is definitely not a kind of love offered, afforded by the world.
这不是属人的爱。
This is not a kind of love that belongs to a human being.
甚至这不是人的爱的最高点。
This is even this is not the so-called the highest point or the peak of human love.
这是不同凡响， 不属于这个人，是从神而来的爱。
This is a truly unique love that is reserved only for brothers and sisters who belong to God.
这是一个你和我和一切属于神的儿女能够彰显并且能够经历到的那甜美的爱。
This is the kind of love that can only be experienced, manifested by our brothers and sisters who belong to God. And this is a very sweet love.
这种爱是就是当你看到那个墨西哥短圈的那群弟兄姐妹，你心里面悸动的那种爱。
And this is the kind of love which would encourage you, stimulates you, and uplifts you, such as when you see those brothers and sisters who are now spreading gospel in Mexico.
我们照的这段影片，他们看见他们心里面的感受。
And I trust this is they will experience this kind of love when they see our the videos that we just took.
这是属神儿女的特征。
This is a special characteristic of brothers and sisters who belong to Lord.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own words.
那我们现在休息三分钟之后，我们来播饼。
Let's take a 3-minute break, and then we will hold our Holy Communion.